Hi, Binchies. We hope you're doing well. A couple weeks ago, we ventured back into Reddit, into the r/relationship sub, to review some interesting submissions. So if you want to hear that full bonus episode or any of our 16 other bonus episodes, that's at patreon.com/binchtopia. And for only $5, you unlock all of them immediately. So if you want more Binchtopia, you know where to go. Love you. Bye.
Okay, this one sent me. How do I, 28 female, tell my husband, 30 male, that I am not a fan of his greasy ponytail without sounding like a jerk? Okay, when we were dating and for most of our marriage, 4 years, he has had short hair. It wasn't until COVID that he started growing it out. Now I actually like his long hair. I love it when he wears it down and it's clean. The problem is he never wears it down, and despite me trying to show him different things like conditioners and product and how to brush it, he's never had long hair, so he's not used to the effort it takes to maintain. He doesn't seem interested in learning either. He washes it with soap and sometimes goes days without washing it at all. So he transforms from Jason Momoa into Ed from 90 Day Fiancé really quickly. It's always tied back into a greasy, stringy ponytail, and he wears it in a high pony, which I hate because it makes him look like a cheerleader. He also uses my bright pink scrunchies and bows when we are around the house because it's convenient and also because he thinks it's funny, but I don't find it attractive at all. I also don't want to use my brush and my hair ties anymore after he does, just because his hair is so nasty. Imagine if JoJo Siwa didn't wash her hair for 5 days. That's what I'm married to. How do I go about this? I really don't want to hurt his feelings, but the little hints I've been dropping, like trying to show him how to take care of his hair, have not been working. I'm starting to resent his total lack of effort into his appearance. It's one thing to not comb your hair one day or just stay in your pajamas, but his hair is just straight up gross and I cannot take it anymore.
Oh my god. Honestly, that would push me to divorce.
Can I tell my husband I'm not a fan of his greasy ponytail? I would just, like, put gum in his hair and then be like, oh no, you have to cut it.
Just shave it in the middle of the night and be like, oh my god, I'm sorry, I'm like, I sleepwalk.
I mean, I would just be like, I mean, with my boyfriend, oh my god, if Lucas was like, I would be like, I don't like your hair like that. Like, you need to start taking care of your hair. And he would be like, oh my god, I do.
I mean, especially if it's affecting your things, like your, like, ponytail holders and sleeping on your pillowcases, getting his grease all over your pillowcases and making you, like, probably break out and shit.
I would just be like, King, you have to cut your hair or take care of it. Those are your two choices. Like, why are people not more blunt with their partners? Like, I would say that.
Yeah.
I really would. What would you say to your boyfriend if he did that?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't say anything.
Really?
Honestly.
If he had a greasy, disgusting ponytail?
I mean, I would probably be like, okay, listen, you have to start washing your hair because it looks gross and it's unhygienic.
So
like,
you that's would what say I, something.
Yeah. I probably, or I would just be like, it's hard for me to watch. Like, it's hard for me to, like, coexist with you when this is going on. But, you know, it's hard, like, if your partner, like, does things or makes choices, like, aesthetically, that are unattractive to you, because you, like, I don't know, I, like, I'm very afraid of coming off as controlling and actually
have
no desire to control my partner's appearance.
I mean, that makes sense, because I do think about that. It's like, oh, if you don't like his shirt or whatever, like, if he said that to me, I would be like,
right,
so offended. But I also did grow up with my Jewish mother, like, throwing out my dad's clothing that she didn't like and being like, you need a longer shirt. Like, this is unacceptable. You can't be cutting your own hair
in
the bathroom.
What, like, you need to do as a man is to just get, you know, find a partner who you respect their aesthetic choices and just have that knowledge that you're, if you are with a woman, she knows better than you what the right aesthetic choices are. Like, my boyfriend, like, will ask me, like, oh, like, what do you think we should do with my hair next? And I'm like, like,
I know, I'm very lucky.
It's like, oh, you're my little doll.
My boyfriend is like so concerned with cleanliness. Like, it's definitely an anxiety thing, but he, like, always smells good, like, always make sure, like, he would be so embarrassed if, like, he didn't smell good or, like, he didn't look put together. Like, I actually like his hair messy, but, like, when he wakes up in the morning, he immediately goes to, like, wet his hair and, like, slick it down. I'm like, you don't need to do that. Like, it's like, I don't know. But, I mean, you can cut this out. But, like, are there things Seth does that you're like, you can't wear that?
No, it's not. I mean, honestly, I was telling him this the other day. I was like, I am grateful that you don't make me live in fear of your next outfit. Like, he's yet to wear an outfit that I haven't liked.
I mean, I feel like for this woman, like, maybe be like, let's take a shower together. Like, what? That's like a sexy thing. Like, take a shower together and wash his hair.
Let's take a shower together, like, once a day. Like, what? Yeah, you revolutionary. Could just be
like, I'm really into, like, taking a shower together, like, once a day.